I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello. Welcome to week 6 of whatever the hell your life has become. All right, let's jump in here. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley podcast. We're recording that today. That should be super fun. We stick Johnny out on a long wire in a shed, and we tape the show, and he goes home, and we have no interactions with him other than that. We are going to start with Michael Franti, longtime friend of the show. He wrote me this, I guess this must have been last night. Greetings from Bali. Hope you guys are well. He is dropping a video on Tuesday night, and he's doing a live YouTube streaming of his film, that Stay Human film.
Mm-hmm.
On, I guess, is today the 20th?
So it is. 420. It's pot day, everybody.
Oh, pot day, right. 420. Well, on 422, which I guess is home day, he is going to be streaming the show live. It's his movie, but he'll be answering questions in the comment section as the film plays. And I think that this has this.
Wait, so he'll be streaming it on his Instagram?
It sounds like it. Oh, no. I'm sorry. It's on YouTube. And then I guess as he's playing it, he'll be sitting there and answering questions.
Oh,
so it's
okay.
I guess it's at 2 o'clock our time. It says 5 p.m. Right. Eastern. So he'll answer questions and he. And he's also got a song called I'm On Your Side. And I think that video is coming out on Tuesday night. So a couple things there from Michael Franti, who is currently not vacationing in Bali. He's doing the duck and cover there. Couple things here about coronavirus and who's got it. And who's suffering? Christopher Cross is one of the people. That's Yacht Rock guy, you know. Is he? Mm-hmm. Christopher Cross is the sailing guy, right? Sailing takes me away.
Yeah, I've never been a Christopher Cross guy, but I believe he is the sailing. And is he the Lady in Red guy too?
Oh, sure.
I don't know.
I thought Lady in Red was Eric Clapton.
Okay.
I don't know though.
What does it say? Does it? It doesn't have his credit.
No,
there?
It doesn't have. What it has is that the guy can't walk anymore because of coronavirus. He's saying, "I'm suffering from intense muscle weakness and temporary paralysis of my legs. Temporary. Physicians have assured me I will recover. I've already begun physical therapy. I'm optimistic about improving." So. This whole coronavirus, like all these new ways it has to get you. You have a friend whose kidneys failed?
The story is my friend's uncle is like 52. Dude gets it, has to go to the hospital. In the process, ends up going into like organ failure or something. Mm. I don't know all the details, but it became life or death for the dude. That night, but he got there in the day, and that night it was life or death.
Jesus.
And he was on dialysis, and they have been able to stabilize him, but he's not okay. So I don't know. I'll know more maybe later today if right. I check in, but I don't, you know, there's when someone's got a big problem in their life like that, it's on one hand, you want to be supportive. On the other, you can't expect them to stay up to date with everybody, you know?
No, of course not. They're dealing.
So I don't know what's going to come of that. But it's dude, that's scary because your family can't even come see you.
No.
You end up in quarantine at the hospital. And you
the only people you see are, you know, the people dressed top to bottom with a picture of themselves pinned to their chest.
It's hard to reconcile the differences that this thing, you know, the different looks this thing has. You can't, as a normal person without any medical experience, you say, on one hand, I like my chances outside. I'm going to get some air, for crying out loud. Then you hear that story and you go,
oh
man, if I'm going to get dragged away, not dragged, I mean, I would obviously go if I had to, but if I'm going to go to the hospital and then maybe never see my kids again.
Yeah.
It's just too much. Like, I'll just stay inside. I'm going to be careful.
Right.
I don't need to play with fire. Not now, and not this way.
So Christopher Cross, leg paralysis. This is another terrible one. There's a Broadway actor. The guy's name is Nick Cordero.
You know him?
Nick Cordero?
Yeah.
No, I don't. But I read his whole story this morning. He's a dude who, let me see if I can find his, I guess he's in LA right now. Like working on school. Is it called School of Rock? I've got it here somewhere. Rock of Ages. So he recently moved from New York City, where the guy is like a he's a Broadway dancer and performer. Mm-hmm. So losing a leg, really bad for this guy. Let's see. He's been in Rock of Ages on Broadway, as well as Waitress and A Bronx Tale, the musical. He's had, he was in the musical adaptation of Woody Allen's film Bullets Over. Like, he's got a career. He had a Tony nomination for that. So he just moved to L.A. to do Rock of Ages in Los Angeles. I guess he'd been doing it on Broadway. So he's at Cedar Sinai, and they had to take his leg off. He was having a blood clot issue, and then they did an operation to try and get blood all the way down his leg, and they put him on all these blood thinners, and the guy is it's just been terrible. And it's because he's got the coronavirus.
Well, the blood thinners cause him organ issues, and they had to get him off that, and that's when they pulled him off the blood thinners. Is when they realized the clots are back and we have to take this guy's leg. Isn't that what happened?
Oh, so you know this guy. You know this guy?
I do not know this guy. No, I've just read the news. I just know the story.
Yeah, so they thinned out his blood, and then he's got all these other issues because of the thinners. So the right leg got amputated. They actually did a GoFundMe because, you know, I'm sure he's... Nobody wants to be underneath the medical bills that are happening. I want to say they set it for $250,000, and they're at $269,000. So,
wow.
I know. So
they raised that much money that fast, huh?
They did. Well, Sheesh. He's been in there for a while, and I guess they've been, you know, they just took his leg off. He's been sedated in ICU for 18 days.
I mean, there it is. That's like, I don't know. That's not anything I want any part of.
I think the leg is coming off either today or maybe it came off yesterday. Anyway, the guy is, you know, it's horrible freaking news.
Right.
But there's a coronavirus complication you weren't expecting.
This just
Surprise.
In. So Christopher Cross, famous for sailing, also Arthur's theme.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when you get caught between the moon and New York City? You know, it's crazy.
You know,
but
it's crazy,
true.
But it's true.
Uh-huh.
If you get caught between the world and New York City.
Also, Ride Like the Wind.
Oh, yeah, Ride Like the Wind to be free again. Oh, so good, Christopher. So Christopher Cross, by the way, is paralyzed from the waist down because of the coronavirus. This is just a good news segment, everyone. Let's see.
And by the way, not famous for Lady in Red.
Yeah, I looked it up and went, Jesus, man.
Well, you took a stab, man. Don't worry about it. This isn't a test. You're not getting a grade at the end of this.
I know, but you know what? I don't know. I even said it. I don't know Christopher Cross. What am I doing even guessing about that guy?
Gonna ride like the wind.
Throwing in my dumb two cents.
To be free again. Well, that's what we do, Vinny.
Yeah, I know.
Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad, he says that his 21-year-old son had COVID-19. He has recovered, but it was really bad because he's got asthma. So I guess he had a terrible time. Megyn Kelly, you know, formerly of Fox, and then she went on the Today Show. And that didn't work out. Her 10-year-old son's music teacher died of the coronavirus. So her kid is just like, am I going for my piano lesson today? No, you're not. This was supposed to be the 50th anniversary of San Diego's Comic-Con, but guess what? It's canceled.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It won't be back until the summer of 2021. It's the first time that's ever happened. 50 years. Nope. Did you happen to grab the Blue Ivy Carter? So Jay-Z and Beyonce's daughter, she's 8 years old, Blue Ivy. She did a little video on the importance of washing your hands. And do you remember the Dawn, or maybe it was Palmolive, you know, one of those dishwashing
soaps? Palmolive
soaps
was your soaking in it, and Dawn was, they put a drip into the...
It's Dawn then, yes.
And then the oil or the right,
jets away
separate
from it.
Right, that's right. Dawn.
It like put a, yeah, so that's the one I'm thinking of. Because she did the same thing. She took like water and sprinkled some pepper into it. And then she put a little soap on her finger and drops her finger in. And she's cute. You know, she's an 8 year old, so she's adorable. And all you really see is it's on her grandmother's Instagram. And she drops her finger in and the, oh, here it is. Did you already see this? Here's
no.
The boom.
And the virus goes out. This is why it's very important to wash your hands. Because if you wash your hands will stay clean. But if you keep your hands dirty, you might get sick. So, peace out.
Peace out.
You guys are staying safe. Wash your hands extra.
That's the part. That's the only part I wanted. Peace out, guys.
So,
big
peace
love.
Out.
Peace out.
Super cute. That is too funny. That's Jay-Z sitting there going, yeah, honey, I got the video. We're rolling. You go ahead.
Peace out, honey. No problem.
Oh, that's funny.
Anderson Cooper tried to give himself a haircut. He ended up with a little bit of a bald spot. It was nothing to laugh about. There's also, I guess Sean Penn got tested for corona, and there's a picture making its way around of, you know, the thing getting jammed up his nose into his feelings. So if you want to see Sean Penn suffering.
Someone took a picture of him getting tested?
It's got the, it's up his nose. Arnold Schwarzenegger's been wearing a mask, as, you know, we're all supposed to do. Mm-hmm. It has a little message that says, we'll be back on it. Adorable.
That is cute.
It is. Courtney Cox, she's not taking any chances. She's doubling up on protection. She's wearing a face mask over her mouth and nose and one of those splatter shields, like over the top, you know, the little headband thing that has the plexiglass on the front. So she was out doing her grocery shopping. I saw a lady, I guess it must have been Friday. We went, we're standing, we're waiting in the line. They had this line just like angled all the way down through to the empty aisle where the toilet paper used to be. So it's we're down that and everyone's 6 feet apart and we're waiting. And this lady comes walking by and she's got the mask on, but she's got her motorcycle helmet on top of it. So she's, you know, and it's like a clear face shield. And I'm like, ooh, that doesn't look comfortable. My son and I are standing there getting zits on her. Oh, my God. I have so many zits on my face from wearing masks. It's ridiculous.
And yet, there you sit without coronavirus, so...
Yes. I'll take the zits.
The skin Still problems are welcome. God. You know, although you do have a big event this Friday at 10 o'clock, so you may want to stay in, keep the mask off.
Oh, I should put makeup on, huh?
Let your skin clear up a little. It's going to be a doozy.
Yeah.
Ask me anything with our Sarah this Friday.
Yep.
Brought to you by AAA Auto Insurance.
That's right. John Krasinski hosted a virtual prom on Friday night. He'd been talking about this because all the kids are missing prom and he's all bummed out for them. He had guest appearances by his Office co-star Rainn Wilson and by Chance the Rapper, musical performances by the Jonas Brothers and Billie Eilish and her brother Phineas. I mean, he put a legit thing together. He actually did a whole recap of the event last night, on, or Oh, I guess it was last night on his YouTube show. Have you watched any of this? It's kind of funny. It's called Some Good News. And he's got like a hand lettered SGN sign with Some Good News. And he's, you know, pretending to be a newscaster. But he's actually, you know, there's some production in it because he'll move to the side and they put up like some kind of graphic next to his face, whatever he's talking about. It's actually really cute. He's just doing it at his house with a handmade sign. Were you able to find anything on that?
Yeah, I have tons of it. It's just maybe too much, actually.
It was really fun to watch.
I mean.
He is having fun with it. How about the Billie Eilish or, you know, whatever you thought was good?
Well, what I have here is him with his boy, Rainn Wilson, and they're talking about prom and performances here.
Oh. My life couldn't be getting any better. I throw proms now.
So what do you got going on next, John?
I'm
going
to play one of my favorite artists. His name's Chance the Rapper, and I love his music, so... This is one of my favorite songs.
Whoa, stop it right there.
Just let the music happen.
John, you can't just play the song. Part. You have to get permission from the artist, the publishing company, et cetera, like that. There's legal formality.
Hey, Chance, can I get the permission to play your song on this prom?
Sure. Yeah.
So he has Chance just jumping in the middle.
Oh, adorable. Very cute. He comes on and says, yeah, go ahead.
What a nice setup.
Right.
I like the Chance the Rapper. Like the very little I've seen of him, he's like into his kids and loves his wife and just seems so sweet.
He's a good dude.
Yeah. Let's see. Do I have time for one more? I'll just give you a couple little quickies here. Khloe Kardashian.
Khloe, I've been hitting up grocery stores and paying for elderly shoppers' purchases.
Is that right?
I've also been buying gift cards for store employees. Front lines. All right, gotta go. I'm gonna run. I love when I run.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, they're delivering... Oh,
is Hope still here? I'm leaving now. Slam the door.
What is she on a treadmill?
I don't know. I guess.
She's not getting
Get out of here already, Chloe.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are delivering food to the needy in Los Angeles. Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen are funding 10 million meals to Feeding America. Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis have a new wine called Quarantine. It's actually probably just called Quarantine, but it rhymes with wine. So 100% of the proceeds are going to COVID-19 charities. And there is your early trash. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Has the quarantine brought your family closer together? I'll give you some stats on that. And also, it's 420 day, everybody.
Yeah.
Party, party.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.